Welcome to A Better Way with Crossroads Bible Church. At CBC, we believe growth happens in small groups, and in season two of our podcast, we will be talking about small group leadership. The goal is to provide guidance and support to our leaders so they can welcome others, ask good questions, listen well, and point people to Jesus. And now your host, Britt Owsley.
Welcome back to our podcast. Dylan actually was not able to join us today, but I'm sitting here with Sherry and Stu, and we're looking forward to have a good conversation about prayer. Mm-hmm. Prayer is a word that gets said really often, and I think we assume everyone knows what we mean by it, but sometimes I wonder if there are people who don't actually know what it is, or maybe are walking around with some very different assumptions about it. Prayer is our word for speaking to God. We focus on him and we talk to him, and in light of all he's created, all that he's revealed, and all that he's accomplished for us in Christ, it's our basic response to him, to pray. Prayer includes asking him for things, telling him things, thanking him, and being with him. We use words like thanksgiving and confession, adoration, supplication, intercession. All these words just refer to the different things that we might say to God or ask him for. But really what prayer is about is drawing close to him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I would say the word that resonates with me around drawing close is having communion with God. And it's become much more interactive with the Lord over time. Like initially it was a lot of asking and a lot of like doing what I was supposed to be doing in prayer. Genuinely, just because that's all I knew to do. And eventually it became a lot more about listening to the Lord in prayer, and also about, you know, just being open, having a listening posture and seeing what would happen. You know, was the Lord going to, you know, say something to me? Was the Lord going to show me something? And that is what we're hoping to help people feel like they're bringing to groups at CBC.
Yeah, I just want to say, as preparing for this podcast, I felt I have a lot of growing to do in prayer, and I just want to acknowledge that many of our small group leaders, if you feel that way, you're right at home. That's a pretty normal thing, so it's something you're learning about as well as helping your group learn about, so that's, we want to encourage that. Found a good quote from George MacDonald, who was asked why we need to pray, and he said in answer, "What if God knows prayer to be the thing we need first and most? What if the main objective in God's idea of prayer to be the supplying of our great and our endless need, the need of himself? Hunger may drive the runaway child home, and he may or may not be fed at once, but he needs his mother more than his dinner. Communion with God is the one need of the soul beyond all other need. Prayer is the beginning of that communion. And some need is the motive of that prayer. So begins a communion, a talking with God, a coming to one with him, which is the sole end of prayer." So I think about in my life, I come to God with desires, with needs, with feelings, with all of that. But what I really want, what I really need is to come to God, to be with God. And I thought about the temple, and I thought about how often do I come to the temple to come to where his presence is of the Holy of Holies, but often I'm far away from that, just offering a prayer and then leaving. And how often do I take the time to go through, to go into the temple, to go into the most holy place, to go into the Holy of Holies, where I can go because of what Christ did now, and be with God to, yes, tell him what's on my heart and give him my emotions and my feelings and all that, but also just to be with him, to be comforted by him, to be loved by him, to know that I'm his son. So that was real convicting for me as we go on. So I just wanted to say to group leaders, it's something we're all growing in, and it's something we want our group to continue to grow in as well.
Yeah, Stu, I really appreciate what you're saying about that and that quote and the progression. Like, I think it's very true that early on in our faith, what we need, and that the sense that God needs to help me with this because I can't get what I need on my own is the way we start in prayer. And God is so gracious to us in that He does respond to that. He gives us the gifts we need. He's trying to develop a trusting relationship with Him, you know, for us to know He's faithful and He's good and He's available and all those things. And that eventually ends up in realizing kind of what this quote is pointing to, and what you're finding yourself longing for, is what we actually most need is that closeness, connection, dependency, relationship mm-hmm. with God, that sense of His presence and His power and His goodness for us. But it's a journey to get from that starting place to the place of like really entering into the Holy of Holies with Him mm-hmm. In prayer and seeing what, you know, what the Lord wants to do mm-hmm. In our hearts and in our relationship with Him.
Yeah, I was thinking it's also not a symmetrical journey. I think that's one thing you mm-hmm. have. There's room for that mm-hmm. to not be forever progressing. But we have times when we get back to that. But if we know that's what our need is, that's what our heart is, that's what we want, then we can long for that.
So why is it important that we pray together as a group specifically? Like, it's wonderful for us to connect to God individually, but why do that together? The real reason that we should do this together and value this together is because it's our most direct way to interact with God. Like, we're gathering in His name. We're gathering as His children. We want to fellowship. We want to read the Bible. We want to grow spiritually. But most basically, we're there to be with Him. He's our Father. We're His children. We're brothers and sisters. And we're in one great big family. And so our time with Dad mm-hmm. is our time when we come together to pray.
Yeah.
Yeah, we talked about from a podcast we've already done about the fact that how we treat God as being actually there. Is Jesus actually in the room? This prayer is how that happens. Prayer mm-hmm. is how we give room for the Spirit to do what the Spirit wants to do. And we all have come in our group with our individual stories and with our individual relationship with our faith. And we sit together and something happens that we can't measure so much. We can pray for, we can think about what our group might need, but just allowing space for God to do that is just such a neat, wonderful thing that God will move a place that maybe me as a leader didn't even think we were going to go there, but our group really needed to go there.
Mm-hmm. One of the things I love about focusing on encountering God, and that's what prayer is that eventually, even when you're in conversation with the group members and you're not quote unquote in prayer, you can begin to have vision for God actually being with you and be mindful of you're actually talking to the Lord as you're talking to the other members mm-hmm. of the group as well. And so it's just all training for being attentive to God, to encountering God in your life. And the other thing that I was thinking about in terms of why we do this is that, you know, when we're stressed about something and we're seeking for other people to seek God on our behalf, there's things that they can do more freely in the seeking of God that we can't do when we're anxious or afraid. And so to hear someone else pray for me from that place of trust actually inspires me to know how to even pray for myself. And also I get a sense of the heart of God for me by what it is that they're trusting God with. They're revealing God's heart in that way of trusting in prayer. And the other thing about it is communication is a bonding thing. Just in relationships of all kinds, the more communication that's going on, the more loving communication that's going on, the more trusting communication that's going on. I mean, there is a particular kind of communication, right, that leads to bonding versus separation. But, you know, that's part of what we're doing when we're praying together. And we also bond through the answers that we receive. We bond through the carrying the burden through to a long answer that's going to take some time. And we also bond through the celebration of seeing what God did in response to our us mm-hmm. seeking Him.
You know, we're also bonded by just hearing each other in the different ways that we talk. Like, I've found that when I'm praying with different people and the kind of the turns of phrase that I would use, they're not using. They use different turns of phrase. They use different ways of talking to God. Mm-hmm. And that's just something that I think is actually really valuable. You know, when you've been studying Isaiah and that's been affecting, you know, the way you're talking to God, I'm enriched by that.
Yeah.
And when God has touched your heart in some way that he's revealed himself to you, he's brought a particular healing or a particular just inspiration to you, that's going to come out in the way that you pray. Mm-hmm. And I get to hear that. But even, you know, if I'm just talking to a new believer who's never prayed before, the sort of simple things that come out of their mouth can be reminders of the most basic truths of God's love and his care for us and his ability to provide. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, if I'm a mature believer who's prayed for a long time, I have something to learn and be enriched by someone who started praying today, and vice versa. You know, they've never heard someone pray for a long amount of time necessarily. So they're enriched by what I would have to say.
Yeah.
And, you know, like I said, we're all brothers and sisters talking to our dad.
Yeah.
And we're all enriched by that brotherhood and sisterhood.
Yeah. It makes me think about prayer and other people's influence on my life, because I definitely have people in my life who I remember the moment when I heard them praying like they would have talked to me or to anyone else in the room. Like there was no distinction between how they would express themselves with me and how they were expressing themselves with God. And that has inspired me to begin to pray that way myself. I love the moments when that just naturally comes out of me. And I also, it's helped me to see how there's something about being in scripture and the language of scripture that is very formal to me, because it's not my everyday vernacular with my friends or the way, you know, people speak to me. And there's something about like transitioning into just being totally free to talk to God, just like I would talk to you, Britt, or used to, that is just a fabulous moment of crossing over into mm-hmm. something really real.
Yeah, so that's a good transition into the next question we want to talk about of in group prayer. What are some things that we want to move away from and move towards? And one of the things that I really feel like we should move away from is this idea that prayer should look a certain way, mm-hmm. that it needs to have a certain formality to it, or that it's a performance that I'm doing in front of other people. It should be a conversation with God. I love that you said, you know, you could hear when this person was talking to God as if they had just talked to you. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a conversationalness to it. And I think sometimes that is appropriate in prayer. Mm-hmm. I think that as we're talking to God, also, the words of scripture are going to, you know, maybe even make it sound like it's elevating our language, but it's not. It's because we're learning God's language, right? We're learning the language of scripture.
Right.
We're getting immersed in these poems and songs and letters and stories that he's written, mm-hmm. and that's changing the way that we talk.
Yes.
Because, you know, the more I have conversation with you, the more I might adopt your phrases and we'll start talking similar to each other.
Right.
Same thing with God. The more we pray and we read his word, the more we'll start sounding like God. And I've noticed sometimes, again, I've been a follower of Jesus for 20 years. When I pray, people will be like, oh, like there's almost a performance or I'm doing something that is on another level. And really, it's just the fruit of me being friends with Jesus for a long time. And I would love for them to adopt things that I'm saying or whatever, but I don't want them to feel like they're not good enough, mm-hmm. that the way they pray is not mm-hmm. good enough. Mm-hmm. The best way to pray is to do it, to say it out loud, to talk to God, and get used to that conversation and move away from the idea that you're trying to sound a certain way mm-hmm. to certain people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, the contrast is interesting because we've also talked about that liturgical prayer is actually a very formational and good way to learn to pray, where you're literally praying what other people have learned to pray and you're learning through them. And then there's this completely informal conversational way of praying that's like a heart language kind of prayer. Like both kinds of prayer are shaping and good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think when I think about, I think our need is to be with God. So we want to be with God together. But also our need is to be loved. That's why we're with God. And we can be love each other. Mm-hmm. So when I hear someone pray an honest prayer from their heart, and I think, wow, that just really bonds me with them. It makes mm-hmm. me love them, especially when you know their story and you know their struggle. And that only happens in a group when you can be with people for that amount of time. When I think about our group, and this has been really convicting for our group, what are the ways that I pray, that we pray all the time? Every group, the same way we pray. That is what I want to move away from, because it can get stale. It can get normalized that this is the only way to pray, or that what everyone is expecting. It doesn't really leave room for God. And you think of that as a box that we're kind of stuck in. And I want to move away from that. I want to have the freedom to move away from that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, one of the ways I experienced God doing that in my life was I had a time when I was doing a prayer formula, for lack of a better word. It was a way of praying that is a good way to pray, but my heart wasn't connecting with it. So it wasn't a good way for me to be praying. And the Lord, you know, wanted to help me with that. And I was drawn to the Psalms. And at one point I realized, oh, like, this is meant to be something that teaches you how to pray. Like, David's super honest. David's naming what the circumstances that are going on around him, how what he thinks about it, how he feels about it. He's like pausing and listening. And then almost every Psalm ends with his like radical shift of perspective, where he's trusting God, he's praising God, he knows what to do next. You know, that's the result of that kind of praying. And now, even as a group leader, I find myself, as people are expressing themselves about their story, I realize, oh, like, they're actually learning how to have a David kind of conversation with God too. And I just like the joy of like helping them recognize, oh, that's what that's happening. And you can trust, if you hang in there with God, it's going to go to this place of having a new perspective that comes from him.
Yeah, Stu, I love what you said about not wanting to do the same thing all the time because it can become stale. Because, you know, there are things that are worth doing for a while. You just want to pay attention to whether or not it's becoming stale. So, like, I've talked to a lot of people as they're learning to pray. A really helpful acronym, just a tool, is the word ACTS, as an acronym for adoration, confession, thanksgiving, and supplication, or praising God, confessing to God, thanking God, and then asking him for stuff. And that being a really helpful pattern for prayer. That's actually a really good way to, you know, start with praising who he is, confess what's on your heart, thank him for stuff, and then go in with your needs, because he really does care and he really does want to provide for you. But that can become a box. That can become a stale way that we've always done it. And so sometimes it's worth shaking it up. Maybe just change the order, or maybe just not feel like you have to stick to a particular formula. You know, the image that I had in my mind is there are walls and there are stairways. But sometimes I don't want to walk up a stairway. Sometimes it even gets blocked off when you're like a child. And it's like, we want to remove any kind of barrier that makes us feel like we can't keep walking up the stairway. If a particular formula or a particular tool that you use is getting in your way, remove it and keep going. But I love the idea that as a group, you would adopt something for a time, for a season, that this is going to be the way that we do this. Maybe you do follow the X formula, or maybe you pray the Lord's Prayer and then kind of plugged into it your own thoughts or concerns. A lot of people will like to rewrite the Lord's Prayer with specific concerns or questions in mind. Whatever you do, just make sure it doesn't become stale. Make sure it doesn't become a recitation of a formula as opposed to a conversation with God.
Right.
But those are some really good tips for, because we talked about different things you can do with liturgical prayers and praying the Psalms, because we've talked about that already. Psalms 23 came to mind when you were saying that. That's those things we can throw in that will freshen up, that will give a new look, that'll give God an opportunity to speak into prayer. One tip I had that I think I would like to do more in my group is to pray during the lesson and not so much at the end of the lesson, because we kind of get, it's kind of like, and we have the same struggle with church, is because in church we can pray the same way as well when we're together. But if someone shares a need or has a heartfelt reaction or something, we can pray right then. And it's much, we acknowledge what God's doing, that God's there. We acknowledge that the person's worth and we love them and we pray for them, not for a solution necessarily, but just thanking God for where he is with that. And it's much more powerful than waiting till the end and then not having much time left and going, what are we going to pray about? And just praying. So that's one tip I think is a good one for group leaders. And Sherry mentioned, if you're thinking about God through the process, you're kind of in that prayerful mood all the time and thinking about where God and what's he moving. And when you see big shifts like that, that's something to pray and and to praise him for at the moment.
And I think one of the reasons why that's so wise is and so good is because when someone shared something like that you just have this sense like it really needs to be prayed for now, that's usually come from a vulnerable place and a place where they really do need to be seen and loved and cared for. And just moving on from that place doesn't feel, you don't feel seen, known, loved, cared for mm-hmm. in that moment. And so that's why it matters so much to break what's going on, the mm-hmm. normal patterns, and to go into prayer.
And also just practically, you might forget a little bit later that they had mentioned that right. and that you were going to come back and pray for it. So
right.
if you just pray in that moment, they are known and just practically you're not going to forget it. Mm-hmm. But also just kind of follow up on that to my point of, I want to hear each person in my group pray. Mm-hmm. I want to hear what they sound like. And so one thing that I'll do as I'm leading groups is people that I feel like will probably be comfortable with it. Mm-hmm. I'll just say, hey, so-and-so, can you pray for this person?
Yeah.
So that everybody gets a chance to hear them pray. It's not always me. It's not always my voice, my way of praying that they're right. getting to know.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Another tip that I have just for kind of keeping track of different prayer requests is having what I'd call like a bookkeeper. I know a lot of groups have done this really well, where they have someone, as people are listing things that need to be prayed for, they just write them down. They just have a log and they just kind of bring that to each group. So the next time, when what we prayed for, you know, might have a result, it might not, we can check in, we can ask, hey, what did God do in that situation? And it's an opportunity to celebrate something that God did. And it's another way to follow up on the thing that you shared really does matter. We did really hear that. We're remembering it even a week later, even 2 weeks later. But also, it's a chance to celebrate God moving and to feel like God is really with us. He does actually hear what we say. What we said last week wasn't just empty words.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, I think another way to do that just with technology, we have a text thread that we're on where somebody can, in between the meetings, can say, hey, I got this coming up. Could you pray for that? Or I've got this a big meeting. Or my have somebody in our family or their wife, whatever, was in the hospital, and you can pray for that right away. And it's also a place where you're connected. So you can kind of do that. If email works, you can do that with that. But I think with those prayer requests, because people do in a group to feel connected, feel like there's someone that cares about what's happening to them. And prayer is one way we can really show that and concern for, hey, well, how did that turn out? Because it just shows that you really have been carrying that on your heart. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I would say my first response to like tips is like pray about it. Like pray about prayer in your group. And I hope what you're really hearing from us as we're sharing about all this is that prayer is really a big deal in the life of a disciple. And that we have had a tendency to focus on the learning process in community more than the development of communication with God in community and like trying out new things. And so we hope that this helps you feel a little bit brave in terms of like being open to that with the Lord. And practically speaking with all that, what group are you leading? Are you leading a group that you've been leading for a while? And you've got, a break going on and you can give some time to praying about this. Like, what did you notice that the group experienced in prayer in the last segment of time that you were together? What did you notice about things people were questioning about prayer or, giving any voice to any longings about prayer? And could that be incorporated into what happens in the next segment of time that you're together? And then there's also just the, leading a brand new group. You've maybe never met any of them before, you're just totally depending on God to like guide you into like, where do we start here, Lord? And the other thing I would love to say about this in regards to like leading a group is pay attention to what God is doing in the group and don't be afraid to try something new. And don't be afraid to communicate about it with the group and have some discernment together about that. Like you might have an idea, put it on the table, listen to what everybody has to say about that. Like that totally freaks me out or wow, that sounds intriguing. Have a real conversation with one another and see, where you land on what to do together. And the other thing that I just want to bring into this conversation is we've talked more than once about you lead people where you've gone before. And so is there a new way of praying that's come into your life? Have you started to pray liturgical prayers? Do you pray Psalms in some kind of a modeled way? Do you pray the Acts prayer for the first time? What's new for you? And is there any sense that the Lord is leading you into kind of explaining to the rest of the group why that way of praying has helped you and to invite them into doing that together?
Just a couple more tips that I've just been reflecting on. One is just a model that I've heard before called popcorn prayer. Mm-hmm. But essentially what it is leaving open silence, being uncomfortable with the idea that there might be a lull. Mm-hmm. But, you know, a phrase that I've heard is pray as you feel led. But like really opening the floor for that, letting God tap on somebody's heart and give them a moment to pray what they feel like should be prayed for. So even though you might have taken prayer requests, even though you might have had a list of things, this doesn't contain that in a box. It doesn't say these are the only things we're going to pray for. Is there anything else? And something I just always want to tell leaders is just be a little bit more comfortable with silence. Mm. Like anytime there's an awkward silence, let it go a little bit longer than you think it should, because that might give someone a chance to speak up and pray something that was really on their heart, but they maybe were a little bit nervous about mentioning. Another tip that I have been thinking a lot about that I really like is the idea of with your group processing through, just kind of talking a little bit about what do you actually picture when you pray? Mm. You know, when I pray, I actually picture kind of what Stu was talking about, like the temple and the throne room. Like I picture myself sitting in front of God on a big chair and he's looking down at me and he's basically just saying pause to all the angels and all the things going on in heaven because he wants to listen to me. I feel like that's based on a lot of, you know, images from like the scriptures, but it's what I'm visualizing. But, you know, when I ask friends, they visualize different things. Like maybe they're sitting next to Jesus on a bench or whatever. But this could be something that as you talk about with a group, people could imagine things they've never thought of before. And this could be a way for all of you together to draw Jesus closer to you as you're speaking to him. So that's probably a conversation that's worth having at some point.
Oh my gosh, Brett, I wish someone had trained me how to pray that way a very long time ago, because once it became a part of the way that I pray, it's so much more relational for me than it used to be. And I partly because I'm a very visual person. Visuals connect with me so deeply. And so then to be able to imagine the Father, or imagine Jesus, imagine the Spirit, and being present with them has changed my prayer life.
One last thing that I want to say is just the power of us speaking to God together is really something that can be underestimated. But the Lord taught us a prayer, and I've found that whether you do it every week or you do it every once in a while, being able to pray that prayer together can be very, very powerful, and it can be very unifying for us all to be speaking the same words back to God, the words that he gave us. So I would just recommend incorporating that, you know, when you can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Brent, I was just going to say one thing. We've talked about the journey. Just remember that personally, we are on a journey, a prayer. We know we need God. We need to be in his presence, and how we can structure our lives to get more of that and how we can do that in a group is very important. So I think as a group leader, just give grace to yourself to know that it's a journey, that you have a path that's ahead of you and the process to get there, and you submit yourself to the process and you walk the path every day. And for your group as well, give them grace and yourself grace as you lead. And Sherry talked about just being aware of where you are in the process. Very important. And when you get to your group, and try to discern where they are. So hopefully we've given some tips that you can think about in your own life and that you can bring to your group. But hopefully it's not intimidating. I hope it's really encouraging to you. And I just wanted to make sure you knew that it's not an end we're trying to get to, but a process which we're trying to participate in.
I love that. Well, to all our leaders that are listening, I just want to say thank you for the way that you serve. We are praying for you, and I hope what we've said will help you pray together with your groups.